This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, a couple of programming notes, and then I have just been handed a piece of information that I think warrants a little discussion. One, as we always say, there's no show that puts more football content into the ether than us. Rico with the five-star zone, Cash the Ticket with me and Cookies. And because I'm a masochist, Kickoff with Boomer Esiason. And also now, Sunday night, since Football Night in America is a god-awful program.
Mikey, Sunday night.
Jim and I, as an extension of Cash the Ticket, will go live Sunday nights at 7:30. It's called The Football Show. Why? Because I didn't like any of the other stupid suggestions the company offered. It's called The Football Show. It's just Cash the Ticket, except me and Jim, full review of the day in football.
It's like Washington and the football team.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, oh, we'll call it the Super Duper Football Hammer. The hell we will. It's The Football Show. And it's going to be, it's basically NFL primetime. The old days.
The around the horn, not we just, got the all the juice.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Football Thunder. No, it's The Football Show. It's on every platform, including ones I can't name. But basically, review all the games, big takeaways, and then, yeah, a preview of Sunday Night Football. Or if the Lions have played already, full review of the Lions game. If the Lions are going to play on Sunday or Monday night, full preview. Here's the best part. It's free. So whatever, you like it, God bless. You don't, screw you. So we'll go live 7:30 Sunday nights. We'll take you right into Sunday Night Football. It's free.
Okay.
Whee! Now, you've got some explaining.
Football, bring the pain.
Mike Bellini, you know what I mean, though. Like the way some of these things get named. I'm like, why does it have to have a name? It's a football show. There.
Sunday night. Not for the faint of hearts.
Center Point with Jim Costa. And I'm like, we're not doing that. Now listen, David, you have a little bit of explaining. He has a lot. I was just told by a birdie, don't ask me who, that one Rico Lamar Beard is partaking in an activity that he hates, mocks, and has said he is above partaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about church. No.
Okay.
I am talking about something else. You're out of order. I was told.
I would come to David for that.
He's
got enough kids.
I was told you are back into fantasy football. You hate fantasy football. You've mocked my father for playing it.
No, I haven't. You guys play a different type of league that
a man's league.
No, that I actually would enjoy just sitting. I would get a sandwich and just sit there and watch the pain as you drive up prices. You got to do the auction league. Mike, I'm doing this.
When you're man enough, you can join the league. Why don't you get your feet wet in your cute little league here? Now, what the hell is going on? You hate fantasy. Why are you playing this? You hate fantasy football. What is going on?
You're going to feel bad when I tell you.
I don't feel bad. Okay. Just explain it.
Mike, it's a group of fellas. We decided, you know what? Let's start doing some things together again. Because unfortunately, two of our guys died last year.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, you know what? Let's get together.
So it took death to bring you back to fantasy football.
No, we did it last year, but it was like I was in Vegas with you.
You were above
and
it.
And the computer picked all my players for me.
Oh, dear God.
So this year,
I hate that type of player. Why are you?
David. Never mind. No, David, you've been to Vegas before, right? So Mike had this dinner planned out. So I'm thinking I can get some reception. I couldn't. And By the time I logged on, the draft was done in 10 minutes because nobody could log on. So the computer picked everybody's team.
Oh, God. Rico drafted awful. Rob Baronis. He's dead.
Right. I'm
Three
like
kickers.
Right. So, yeah, thank God for Jordan Mason because I was like, okay, I got nothing. So this year we're going to take the time. We're going to actually do it the correct way. And, yeah, so I'm doing fantasy for the.
But do you know what the hell you're doing?
Yes, I know. You draft kickers first, right?
Take it easy. Here's the question I have. Look, I have said this.
Is LaDainian Tomlinson still a thing?
Yes. You should take him first. I only still play this one league because of my father. Right. Like, it's just, I got him into fantasy football 20 years ago. He likes it way more than me, but it's something we do together. And, like, it's important. So I do it. But it's the one league. Would I still play fantasy football if not for my dad? No, I wouldn't. But my question was this. Now, you're back into it.
Right.
It's a shame it took death to get you
and
back
into
it.
And it's the only shame league on that I'm in.
The point I'm making is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How do you think sports betting has just assassinated fantasy football?
Yeah.
So no one, because here's what I can't figure out. There's still a big market for it. It doesn't, like, no one in my life, like, this one league I play, that's it. But, like, there's still a lot of people who play. Look at all the fantasy, like, the products that are out there. The look at the podcast.
I think, Mike, people play for the same reason for me or you.
Death?
It's just being with a group of guys or people that you like, and it's that one thing that you can kind of set your life apart, and you can go back to reliving your days when you were carefree and family-free, where you could just have fun.
The days before sports betting were much more fun because you didn't know all the lines.
No, but
your fantasy team was your bet for the week. It was exciting.
But, Mike, I don't think fantasy is for that hardcore. I got to win the league. I think fantasy is just more for the stories and just going up against your buddies and for bragging rights. Yes, if you win the title, great. But I think it's more of just the camaraderie of just, okay, I'm playing David this week, so I'm doing everything I can to beat David and we see what happens.
I also have to win the league. I'm not playing if I'm not trying to win the league.
But you don't play.
I do.
What the hell is going on?
I have a league draft tomorrow.
Man, he's judging us and he plays.
I drafted on Saturday.
I'm judging you because the two of you hyenas have sat here and told me how above it all you are, and you make fun of the fact I do something nice for my father. No. And now I find out are back in the mix.
See, here's the thing.
Kenny?
No.
Lies.
Big G is a saint, okay? Big G is a saint, and you should do everything you can for that.
And that's why I do it.
Okay.
But when David talks down to people just like he does at church. Oh, you in that stupid fantasy league. I'm like, but David, it's for my dad. Yeah, F your dad. Thanks, David.
Oh, no, dude. The fact that how you drove Costa to be penniless, but then he got the last word.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Because Saquon ended up winning the whole thing.
I can't help. I was the only one with the gumption to do what I did.
And he took a victory. Yeah, how smart was Mikey last year? Like, well, I guess.
Well, first of all, I had a bunch of injuries. Jim drafted a really good team. Jim's a very smart guy. But it's like, yeah, there's a lot of luck to fantasy, and he got very lucky.
Yes, it is. Yes, Christian McCaffrey. I hate him. Yeah, okay, last year he got hurt for me.
Kenny, do you still play or you don't?
I haven't played in like a decade. I haven't played in a very long time. I used to be in like three different leagues at one point in my life, but I haven't played. Most people have moved apart or grown in different places in their adult life that I used to play with. So, no, I haven't played in a long, long time.
Okay, no, I'm asking.
But you're correct, yes, because why do you think I like Tim Patrick so much? He made me money off anytime touchdowns. That's the perfect thing. Right. Mike, he's sitting there at like plus 1,100. You know what? Give me a Tim Patrick touchdown and touchdown. Boom.
Let me ask this question. Is fantasy football still a thing for you guys? Like, or has it been, A, you just grew out of it? I don't know if that's the right term. Or did sports betting take it away? I don't know. I have my one league and I do it for a very specific reason. I would be out of it. Look, my main thing is this. I got to watch the games anyways. Mm-hmm. And I watch everything because I'm a masochist and I do all these different NFL products. The point is...
Yeah, I think we're going to install a TV in your tombstone.
And you should.
Just so you don't miss
it. It should play all Giants lowlights right in the center.
Just so you don't miss anything.
Right in the center of the gravestone. It should be all Giants lowlights.
No, hook the satellite dish up right there. There we go.
Oh, look, it's DeSean Jackson returning a punt for the win. 248-539-9797. Well, do you need help?
I mean,
Just like, I guess. When is your draft?
Tonight, right after the show.
Is it at the Founders Club?
No, it is not at the Founders
Club. So this isn't a secret society league?
This isn't a secret society
league. Damn it.
This is open.
I was so hoping this was going to be at like some off-brand speakeasy or something. Yeah. You and your founders.
You would have to need to know the secret password.
Yeah, your sayings, your hand gestures.
Then the knock, yes.
Ridiculous. David, ticket text?
This is my league's 17th year in fantasy football. We love it. Always a great time, except when the injury bug bites. Got to have those bragging rights. That's Dave from South Lyon.
That's the thing that has wrecked fantasy football. Because NFL now, players die every 10 minutes. Yeah. At least, 15, 20 years ago, you drafted Priest Holmes, you were getting 17 games.
Well, see, that's just it. Like, do you still take a running back first? Because back then, it was like you take the best running back. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and you pray. That's your strategy now.
It seems like I want to take a quarterback or a wide receiver because...
Number one pick overall would probably be Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep, I can see that, yep.
Right, so that's why I'm like, do you take the quarterback? Do you take the
wide... You're sure it's not a Founders League?
I promise you.
Damn it.
It's not a Founders League.
All right. Everyone all crested up. Drafting their imaginary players, secret handshakes. David, go ahead.
Thursday night football killed fantasy football for me. Just too many days to organize my lineup. Can't do it anymore. Wow.
Noted.
I mean, I used to do this for 20 years. Dan Miller was in the league with me back in the day.
Oh, before you became an elitist.
Well, Dan Miller, all of a sudden, hey, touchdown Detroit black guy.
I still wish he dropped that during a Lions game. That'd be incredible. 248-539.
Dan, what did you just say?
You heard me, Lamas. Congrats to you. Touchdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.